E.G. White to Butler, June 23, 1905. B. 183-05. Glendale, California, June 23, 1905. Dear Brother Butler, since leaving Washington, I have had much writing and speaking to do. I have spoken twice to the Los Angeles Church. The Lord gave me a message for the people before leaving San Diego. On our way to Los Angeles, we stopped off at Loma Linda and visited the property that we have purchased for sanitarium work. We were taken through the different buildings. There is one large main building which was built for sanitarium work and is well adapted for that purpose. Some changes will have to be made regarding bath and treatment facilities, but otherwise, everything is in readiness for us to begin work at once. Until this recent visit, I have never before seen such a place with my natural eyes, but 4 years ago, such a place was presented before me as one of those that would come into our possession if we moved wisely. It is a wonderful place in which to begin work for Redlands and Riverside. We must take decided efforts to secure helpers who will do most faithful medical missionary work. If God will bless the treatments given, and Christ will let His healing power be felt, a wonderful work will be accomplished. We shall need the very best physicians that can be secured, men and women who are faithful and true, and who will live in constant dependence upon the great healer, men and women who will humble their hearts before God and believe His word, men and women who will keep their eyes fixed on their leader and counselor, the Lord Jesus Christ. This work must be carried on aright. In the past, decided failures have been made in the institutions established for the care of the sick because so much business has been crowded in that the main object for which our sanitariums are established has been lost sight of. Great loss has thus been sustained. I am to urge upon our people that the proclamation of the principles of truth must be kept prominent, as the main line of work for which our sanitariums were instituted. The Lord calls for a solemn dedication to Him of the sanitariums that shall be established. Our object in the establishment of these institutions is that the truth for this time may through them be proclaimed. In order that this may be done, they must be conducted on right lines. In them, business interests are not to be crowded in to take the place of spiritual interests. Every day devotional exercises are to be held. The work of God is in no case to be given a secondary place. Those who come to our sanitariums for treatment must see the Word of God, which is the bread of life, exalted above all common earthly considerations. A strong religious influence is to be exerted. It must be plainly shown that the glory of God and the uplifting of Christ are placed before all else. Signed, Ellen G. White.